Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. We'll visit with Blake Kopetz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, all eyes were on the on Great Britain, the United Kingdom, as they voted to exit the European Union. We'll talk more about that here in just a moment and its impact to the markets. First of all, give us the numbers from this week. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
We ended significantly lower across the board. July corn closed at 384.5, down 53.25. December corn closed at 394.25. That was down 54.5 on the week. July beans finished at 1103. That was down 56.5. November beans finished at 1078.5. That was down 69.75 cents. And wheat finished 38 cents lower on the week at 422.75.
All right, very good. As I had mentioned, the UK voted to move out or to dissolve itself from the European Union. Kind of a shock to the system, I would think. And guys went to the or traders went to the U.S. dollar to, for a little bit of safety. You told us that yesterday. What do you think the long-term impact on this is going to be?
I don't know exactly what the long-term impact will be. Like you said, it was a surprise to the market. It seems like the media has kind of been shoving it down everybody's throat that they were going to stay, even right up to the last minute. You know, at worst, chances were 50-50. So when it came out, it was quite a shock to the market. How it's going to affect commodities is mostly just on the value of the dollar and how that is in relation to other currencies. You know, on Friday, it was up over 3,000 points initially. And, you know, that's obviously going to lower the value of our commodities here in the United States. Typically, on these type of reactions, though, the initial one is a quick snap, you know, emotional knee-jerk reaction, and you got the computers kind of going wild as well. It's for the near term, it's likely already priced into the market. It's still going to take months to actually figure out, you know, the deal that they have in place to actually leave and what will happen from that. To us in the grain and ag world, you know, it's pretty much done. There might be some volatility early next week, but we'll get back to trading our own fundamentals.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we'd like to come back to fundamentals trade for the grains, but even those fundamentals aren't necessarily all that friendly right now, are they?
No, not really. And the Brexit thing was the big news deal, but that really only affected the market on Friday, and even corn, you know, only closed down 2 on the day. The big move was made, you know, Monday through Thursday. A lot of that's weather and money flow out of that. We're showing improved conditions. Nearby models are showing some good rain chances for dry areas, especially here in Nebraska. The 6 to 14 day models are showing below average temperatures. But on a bullish side of that, it's also showing below average precipitation. You're kind of noticing that it's not likely an 80s or 2012 type drought. There is still a lot of weather risk out there. You know, if these rains don't come to fruition and we burn up a little bit, you know, we could see another weather market again. But the world is awash in grains, and the way crop ratings are right now, you know, if we get a good weather pattern, you know, we're still talking trend or above trend line yields again.
All right. So if we, you know, to kind of prepare maybe for a potential weather market when we get back into July and August, what are some things that we can do with our marketing plan ahead of that?
I say it, I feel like every time I come on here, it's just to make sure you have a plan and you stick to it. You know, up to a couple months ago, guys were dying to sell, you know, $3.80, $3.90, $4 corn. We got the opportunity and then some, and hopefully you were disciplined enough to sell these big rallies. Well, now that we're right back down around that 390, you know, guys are thinking it's cheap and they want to pull hedges. I disagree with that. If you're worried about the weather market and you did reward this rally, you know, a cheap way to just cover yourself just in case we get a big drought, you can buy 50 cent out of the money calls, and you can sell 50 cent out of the money puts below the market for, you know, six and a half cents. Especially if you reward the rally, that doesn't seem like much protection to pay to protect yourself from a run up to, you know, $5.50 or $6 or more.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for the information. Good stuff, and have a good weekend. We'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, we've been visiting with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like to get more information from them, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. Here on the Rural Radio Network, that's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.